Welcome to Beyond the Music, the podcast where we dive into the lives and stories of people who shape the world of music. My name is Lena.
And I'm Karina. We're both classically trained singers, and this podcast is our chance to explore the fascinating intersections of music, history, and humanity.
For our very first episode, we're starting with one of the most iconic names in music. Bach. Whoa. How do you say it in German? Or Bach? I don't know. I can tell you the English word. Karina, tell it in English, how it's in English.
Honestly, I think in every language we know the name of Bach.
Oh, well, I heard it already pronounced differently. But well, back to Bach. Not just him. not just about Bach, but especially about his son, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach as well.
That's right. We'll talk about Johann Sebastian Bach and his son Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, also known as CBE, about their relationship, their contrasting musical styles, and how each left their mark on music history. It's a family story with more twists and turns than you might expect, especially nowadays in our families.
So let's dive into the legacy of Johann Sebastian and Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach.
Let's set the stage with some family history. I am one for the family history. Johann Sebastian Bach was born in 1685, and he came from a very long line of musicians. Safe to say, music was the family business. Almost everyone in the Bach family played, composed, or taught music.
He married twice. His first wife, Maria Barbara Bach, was actually his second cousin.
No!
Which, yes, is a little bit weird, but I think back in the times it wasn't that weird. Well, yeah. They had seven children! though sadly, three died in infancy, which was really common in that time. And Maria Barbara passed away in 1720 when their son, Carl Philipp Emanuel, was just 6 years old.
Oh my gosh, 6 years old. That must have been very difficult for the family. However, here's our first twist. Just 17 months later, J.S. Bach married Anna Magdalena, another accomplished musician. And together they had 13 children. Unfortunately, six of whom survived to adulthood.
Well, that are still, let me count. We had 7 minus 3, that's 4, and plus 6. So there are still 10 left. That's a huge family.
Oh my gosh,
of
can
musicians.
You imagine what it would be like on holidays with all those kids? Wow.
Well, actually, they can then entertain themselves. That's a nice thing to have more than one kid.
That's true.
Less stressful for the mother, I guess. But actually, to birth the kids, that's the stressful part, I imagine. Well, those family dynamics weren't always smooth, as you can imagine with that many people. Carl Philipp Emanuel reportedly never fully accepted Anna Magdalena as his stepmother, which might have added some tension to an already quite complex household.
Yeah, it does sound like their home was not only bustling with music, but maybe a little chaos too.
I imagine. Well, but despite the challenges, J.S. Bach was a dedicated father and a teacher. He gave CPE his foundational, there came the German out in me, the foundational training in composition and keyboard performance. Can you imagine having Johann Sebastian Bach as your piano teacher? Maybe I would have been better in piano playing.
Maybe me too, but to be honest, I would be very afraid. I would be scared. I am much more comfortable with singing. And it's hard to wrap your head around that, having such a prolific musician as your father and as your music teacher. And I also heard that J.S. wasn't just teaching technique. He was instilling a deep understanding of counterpoint and harmony from the Baroque era.
Exactly. So also the theory behind it, behind playing the music. And that rigorous training gave a CPE the tools to become a pioneer in the emerging classical style. But what's fascinating is their style were so completely different.
It is very interesting comparing both of their music because when we hear J.S. Bach's music, we would consider it the epitome of Baroque, structured yet intricate. While his son, CPE's work, embraced the empfindsame Stil,
Exactly.
or sensitive style. It was all about emotion, intimacy, and breaking away from the formal traditions of Baroque. Now, I would really like to talk about their individual careers because that is something very interesting to me. J.S. Bach spent much of his life working in churches and composing sacred music. However, by the time CPE came of age, the role of the musician was shifting.
Oh, that's a great point. During the 18th century, musicians began to see themselves as less a craftsman and more as independent artists. CPE embodied this shift, building a career that spanned court appointments and public concerts.
He worked for nearly 30 years as a harpsichordist at the court of Frederick the Great in Berlin, and later became music director in Hamburg, succeeding his godfather, Georg Philipp Telemann.
Well, that's a heck of a godfather.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's incredible to think about the range of his influence. I mean, CPE's treatise, an essay on the true art of playing keyboard instruments, became a foundational text for classical composers like Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven.
Wow, to have that kind of a connection between the upcoming composers who we love nowadays, it's really exciting. However, and this is what fascinates me. J.S. Bach was actually seen as old-fashioned during CPE's lifetime. By the late 18th century, if you ever mentioned Bach, people assumed you meant his son, Carl Philipp Emanuel.
That's quite a fascinating twist. I mean, how can a legacy of a family shift over time like this? I mean, now there's Bach, like you think of his father. And at his time, it was always like, oh, well, yeah, Carl Philipp Emanuel, because his style was actually probably more liked in the time.
Yes, CPE was really breaking away from, if we want to use the word old fashioned during his time, the Baroque era. He really wanted to push music into the transition of the classical music era. And, we also have to look at their relationship of father and son, because it wasn't just a professional relationship. It was deeply personal. And, we researched that J.S. reportedly favored his eldest son, Wilhelm Friedemann, which may have created some sibling rivalry. If someone had favored another child, I'm pretty sure it would have created sibling rivalry.
Well, yeah, but maybe that is what helped CPE to kind of feel the need to carve out his own identity. I mean, after spending years under his father's shadow, then he left to Frankfurt an der Oder and later to Berlin, or how you say Berlin,
Berlin, oh,
to, yeah, I
beautiful
mean,
city.
beautiful, to establish himself.
Wow. But I'm always impressed by the relationship that they had, even though I'm sure it was tense. CPE still credited his father for his success, despite the distance and the stylistic differences in each other's music. He preserved J.S. Bach's manuscripts, ensuring they weren't lost to history.
It's a beautiful irony, isn't it? The son who sought independence became one of the key reasons his father's legacy endured.
So, what's the takeaway from their story?
Well, for me, it's the idea that musical evolution is a family affair. J.S. Bach laid the foundation, and CPE pushed it into a new territory, paving the way for the classical era.
And it's also a reminder of how personal and professional lives can intertwine, sometimes in tension, but often in ways that strengthen a legacy.
Absolutely. Together, they remind us that music is both a tradition to honor and a language to reinvent. Well, I think that's it for today. Thank you for joining us for this special first episode of Beyond the Music.
We hope you enjoyed exploring the lives of the Bachs as much as we did. If you liked this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review.
And next time, we'll delve into another fascinating chapter of music history. Until then, keep listening and discovering the stories behind the music.
See
See
you
you
next
next
time.
time!